Josh Bell hates everything.
That's right, including your movie.
Josh Bell hates everything.
Except me.
Hello and welcome to the Josh Bell Hates Everything podcast. I'm Josh Bell, film editor for Las Vegas Weekly, and joining me is Jeffrey K. Howard of VegasFilmCritic.com. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Mr. Bell.
And we're talking about the Oscars.
We are.
That's what's coming up this weekend. It airs on Sunday on ABC, starting at 4 in the afternoon or whatever, with the epic 2-hour red carpet, which is always really, really fun to watch.
Yeah, and we're taping today. This is a Thursday, and I saw last night on the news they're already putting the carpets out. I mean,
it's early, serious business. And the people who go crazy for like watching the arrivals, who show up and sit in those bleachers, they're probably there already too.
Yeah, and I don't anymore. I remember when I was a kid, being the film fanatic I am, I used to tape all the Oscars. So I have telecast going back to probably 1980.
Wow.
But in the years, you know, I've just watched it now. And
right.
I've never covered the Oscars. That's probably one of the questions I get asked the most if I'm doing the Oscars. And
yeah.
It's not that easy to cover it.
Right. But, I'm sure it's hard to get credentials.
Credential starts worldwide
right.
and then goes national,
right.
then regional.
Right.
And if you've done it before, then you're automatically in.
Yeah.
You've got to have a track record. So, but I think I would like to do it. But I think the best seat is sitting right at home.
Yeah.
Because I've worked a lot of red carpets, you know,
right.
in Hollywood
and
New York.
It's tedious.
It is not fun,
yeah,
folks.
No.
It is not fun.
No.
I mean, it's a good experience, you know, when you're done and you have a good time. But, you know, I can't imagine, you know, the Oscars to say I've done it once. But, man, that's got to be the, you know, the Super Bowl of red carpets.
Right.
You know?
Oh, so, yeah. Absolutely.
But sitting at home is the best.
Yeah. I don't know. Are you still excited after having watched the Oscars for all of those years? Do you still get excited to watch the ceremony?
You know, I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Because you never know what's going to happen. And
yeah.
you're watching history and... you know, it depends on what wins. There's always surprises, which I like.
Yeah, there's not
you
as
know?
Many surprises,
not
I feel like, in the last,
be,
yeah,
no.
in the last decade or so. It's been much less surprising.
Right. And then, you know, I think NBC News did a story about they actually looked into the Academy because it's very, very private. And like 90% are white.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
mostly over 50.
Exactly.
And 75% male.
Yeah.
And it's very disappointing.
It's even
yeah.
higher than that.
Oh, yeah.
yeah. So
yeah.
2% are black. And it's just
right.
like, you're like, what? No wonder a lot of these. It explains
right.
a lot of the taste
yeah.
that goes on in the Academy. And
right.
So, but I don't know. This year, it's gonna be interesting.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. Maybe we'll see some surprises. So we're going to talk about the major categories here, who we think will win, who we think should win. And... let's start out with Best Director. And the nominees here, they're all also nominees for Best Picture. I'm going to mispronounce his name, Michel Hazanavicius for The Artist.
I pronounce it different every time.
Alexander Payne for The Descendants, Martin Scorsese for Hugo, Woody Allen for Midnight in Paris, and Terrence Malick for The Tree of Life. So who would you like to see win this category?
Usually, Best Picture and Director go hand in hand.
Right.
And anyone who knows me knows that I've gone crazy over The Artist, so
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be kind of biased in this podcast.
Yeah.
And
that's fine.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for.
Absolutely. How do you say his name?
I don't know. Hazanavicius? Yeah.
Absolutely.
I
think he totally deserves Best Director because he created a movie without sound.
Right.
You know, with visual, with, you know, with title cards and dialogue, but... he just created something that really captured what if you're a silent film like fan like I am,
right.
he really captured not only what it was like maybe to live back in the 1920s to make a movie like that,
yeah.
but it was also very contemporary.
Right.
You know, so he really did a fine job with that. And not only that, he created so many different emotions, so many different levels of storytelling in that.
Mm-hmm.
That was, you know, old techniques and modern techniques and just created something really special.
Right.
And I think he should be awarded for that. Uh-huh. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and, I'm not sure. What do you think?
Well,
you're shaking your head.
No, I mean, I don't know. This is tough for me to call in terms of who I would like to see win because honestly, I'm not really crazy about any of these nominees.
Yeah, you just have to.
You just kind of have to pick the best of the not so great. I mean, that's not fair for me to say that they're not so great. I liked The Artist. I didn't like it as much as you did, but I thought it was fun. And it was nice to see a different kind of film. I like silent movies, too. I don't think as much as you do, but or I just haven't seen as many, I'm sure, as you have. But I do like silent movies, and it's refreshing to see something like this get this much attention.
Yeah, it's something that just it was totally different.
It is totally different.
I mean,
I did not expect
– I thought it was going to be something that was going to mock it.
Right.
Something that was going to be maybe kind of a farce, kind of – I had no idea it was going to treat it so seriously.
It does. It kind of
respectfully.
It kind of treats it a little, I think, maybe too seriously and too respectfully in that it kind of dragged for me after a while. Once you get past the idea that this is the sort of cleverness of what they're doing, I didn't think the actual content of the movie, the actual story, was really all that compelling. And the style is cool and different, and he's clearly studied those movies, but I wouldn't say it really held my interest for the entire running time necessarily.
Well, someone who saw it five times.
I've watched it many, many times. Clearly, it did hold your interest.
I see something different every time. And, you could say the story in your head, you know, rise and fall of a star.
Right, right. It's really basic and simplistic.
But there was just so many little gems, you know, little moments in that movie. I just think for someone to take the challenge to direct a movie like that just should be, you know, applauded and other than the other films or the directors.
That's true. I mean, and it's weird because the other directors in this category, I mean, you've got Martin Scorsese, you've got Woody Allen, you've got Terrence Malick. I mean, some of like the heavyweight filmmakers of all time.
Right. Whose style you know.
Right.
Whose work you know so well. And here comes someone out of left field with something original, something different, and something that he pulled off, you know, then. And Hugo, I thought it was just basic direction. I mean, it looked great. I liked the story, but I didn't see anything memorable about it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I liked Hugo. Well,
I liked Hugo a lot.
Yeah,
but I mean, I just when I think of the direction, you know, I think more of the story was, you know, how he executed the story and the acting and the
right.
sets.
Well, I mean, that's all direction too.
Exactly,
that is.
Exactly. But I just didn't think it didn't wow me as much as it did the artist.
Right. You know? Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I wasn't wowed by Hugo, but I was impressed by some of the visuals. And the thing about Hugo, too, is that it's a big stretch for Scorsese. It's not the kind of thing that you're used to seeing from him. And he really pulls that off. Whereas I think in something like Tintin, which is not nominated, where Spielberg takes, thankfully, where Spielberg kind of stretches and does something different. And to me, that was a failure. Whereas I think Scorsese really succeeded with all of these new things that he was trying. Even though overall I wasn't that crazy about the movie, I thought it was a little dull. And like the artist, it was very respectful of film history without actually being all that interesting as a movie.
Yeah, Hugo tried to do too much, I think.
Yeah.
I think it could have simplified it by, we didn't need the Sacha Baron Cohen. We didn't need the comic relief in there because it was the same gag every time he showed up.
Yeah.
And it didn't, there was no resolution to that gag, by the way. It just, you know, he never... I couldn't stand that part. I thought it detracted from the film entirely. It just needed to be more focused.
Right,
you know?
Right.
But overall, I love Hugo. But
yeah.
But Woody Allen.
Yeah, I Woody Allen, but I think that movie has been a little overblown. So
but you can really see the taste of the Academy with these nominations.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
It's very conservative. It's very traditional. So I guess I would agree with you in a way that among these choices, I would like to see Hazen Avicius win, and I think he will win. Yeah. I mean, I think, can we agree? Do
the
we
momentum,
think he'll be the winner?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He should win, and he will win.
Yeah. Well, so that's always nice when those things line up. So let's move on to some acting categories. We'll start with supporting actor. Kenneth Branagh for My Week with Marilyn, Jonah Hill for Moneyball, Nick Nolte for, and you're laughing, Nick Nolte for Warrior, Christopher Plummer for Beginners, and Max von Sydow for Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close. And so I'm guessing you don't want to see Jonah Hill win this.
Well, we're missing someone on there. You know, we're missing.
Who do you think we're
Albert
missing?
Albert Brooks.
Well, that is true. Yes, that's true.
That's what should be instead of Jonah Hill, for crying out loud. I don't understand the appeal of Moneyball. I really don't.
Oh, I like Moneyball a lot.
I
but
like
I don't,
Moneyball.
I don't think Jonah Hill needs an Academy Award nomination.
When you think about the Academy Awards, and we were just talking about Amadeus, you know, before we started recording this, are movies that are deemed classics, ones that you can watch 20, 30 years from now. I mean, you can watch Casablanca, you can watch Amadeus, and there's a reason why that. You watch Moneyball 20 years from now. I don't know.
I don't necessarily think that that's – I think
–
Jonah Hill's performance, no, is not particularly exceptional.
Right. Anyone, you know, first-year drama student could play that part.
Yeah.
I don't understand where in that movie there was a moment, you know, the Oscar moment they talk about or the Oscar clip.
Right.
Even Brad Pitt, I don't even see where it is.
No, I agree. Yeah, I like the movie overall, and I think I like it better than you do.
I like it, but it doesn't belong in the Academy Awards.
Yeah,
it doesn't
I don't think
screenplay. It was a very good screenplay.
I mean, I don't think anything doesn't. I mean, that's hard to say what belongs here because, I mean, do I think it was like one of the 10 best movies of the year? No. But do I think it fits in the mold of movies that win awards? I do. I think it does.
When you think about Jonah Hill's performance.
But not Jonah Hill.
Kind of mumbling under his breath nerd who's typing in figures.
Yeah.
I don't understand where this incredible performance came
no,
from.
No, I agree with you,
Ryan.
That really annoys
me.
So who would you like to see win?
I would like to see win You know, Christopher Plummer's got all the momentum right now.
Right.
I would like to see Nick Nolte win. I think he did the alcoholic father. Warrior's one of my favorite movies.
I wonder if he's even acting in that movie. If you watch him on Luck on HBO, he does the exact same part.
I love Nick Nolte. He should win. Looking at all that. My Week with Marilyn Kenneth Branagh, great performance. Christopher Plummer was great in The Beginners too. Max von Sydow, who didn't say a word.
He was the only good thing in that awful, awful movie.
I completely disagree. I love Incredibly.
I hate that movie. Hated it.
I think it's going to be Christopher Plummer. He's been sweeping every critic award, except Albert Brooks. He's the opposite.
Right.
So if it wasn't Brooks, it was Plummer.
Right.
You know,
right.
So,
and it's obviously not going to be Brooks here. So,
absolutely not. So the safe bet, it's going to be Plummer. But I think out of that list, Nick Nolte was phenomenal.
Yeah. I mean, I like Nick Nolte a lot, but I do think Nick Nolte kind of doesn't really do anything except show up and be Nick Nolte anymore.
Right, but if he's going to play that part, that it's tailor-made for him in a movie that was very, very
good. I didn't really like that movie.
Oh, wow.
But I love...
You should call your podcast Josh Bell Hates
It. It's a good idea. I'll have to consider that. No, I love Christopher Plummer in Beginners. I love Beginners. It was one of my favorite movies of the year. I wish it would have been nominated for more things. And I agree with you. He's definitely going to win the award. So let's talk about supporting actress.
Okay.
Jessica Chastain for The Help. Octavia Spencer also for The Help. Melissa McCarthy for Bridesmaids. Janet McTeer for Albert Nobbs. And Berenice Bejo for The Artist. Who would you like to see here?
I would like to see, and I think Melissa McCarthy for Bridesmaids.
I would like to see that as well.
She was, and I love Bridesmaids overall. I think it was one of the best films of last year. One of the best written scripts, and it was, you know, a hangover for women.
Yeah.
But it was much more than that.
The characters, that's kind of reductive. It's its own thing.
It's its own thing. But I mean, if you had to pitch it,
and
The Hangover was much more of a, you know, lazy kind of backseat kind of movie. While Bridesmaids was very well crafted.
Yeah.
You know, very, the characters were fleshed out. The story was fleshed. I mean, it was really a work of art.
Yeah.
And the Academy never pays attention to comedies.
True.
But if you're going to pay attention to someone's performance and to get a nomination, she just stole the entire film.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how much fun I had. That was a year ago. We saw it, what? That was January, February of last
year,
wasn't
it? Was it that early last year?
I think so. It was early last year.
Oh, maybe so, yeah.
And I've never forgotten that.
Yeah.
You know? And I started watching her TV show because of her.
Yeah.
And she just was fantastic.
Yeah.
Bejo, you know, for The Artist, I would love to see that.
Yeah.
But Jessica Chastain and Octavia Spencer, The Help, I think they kind of cancel each other out.
Yeah, I think Octavia Spencer seems like she's the one who's going to win this award.
It's possible. That could be the upset. But Janet McTeer has no chance.
No. So do you think Melissa McCarthy is going to win, or she's just who you would like to see?
I think Spencer may win.
Yeah.
But I want to see Melissa win.
Yeah.
But that is a tough category.
Yeah.
Because there is no clear winner. If you look at, you know, the Actors Guild, you look at all the critic awards and stuff, it's been either Octavia or Melissa. And that's a tough one. But personally, I would love to see it go with Melissa McCarthy because she was just so fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Octavia could be the winner. So.
I think she probably will. And yeah. I think The Help is really going to clean up in those acting categories that people really have gotten behind that. But I thought The Help was mediocre, and I would love to see Melissa McCarthy, not only because she was very entertaining in that movie, but just because, like you said, it's the kind of performance that rarely gets acknowledged, a full-on comedic performance. I mean, you have to go back to, like, Marissa Tomei in My Cousin Vinny or something like that, when they really acknowledge something like that. So I would love to see that as well.
I'm crossing my fingers for you, Melissa.
Yes. So Best Actor, we've got Damien Bahir for A Better Life, George Clooney for The Descendants, Jean Dujardin for The Artist, Gary Oldman for Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, and Brad Pitt for Jeff's favorite movie, Moneyball. So.
I like Moneyball. Don't get me wrong. It just doesn't belong on this list.
Yeah.
Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy. I think I've watched that 3 times. I still don't know what's going on.
Really? I felt like I understood. I love that movie. I have seen it twice, and I thought it was so fantastic.
I've seen it 3 times.
Yeah. Wow, that's a real dedication to a movie you don't really seem that into.
It gets me angry that I'm not getting something. I think that Jean Dujardin, I think he's going to win.
Yeah, I think he's going to win.
The Artist, he was brilliant in that. I think he's going to win. He should win. Excuse me, let me clarify that. I think he should win,
yeah.
But I think it may go to Clooney.
Really?
I think it's Clooney's year with The Descendants because of the Golden Globes and a few other places. That is a tough category. But I think that the Academy is going to finally recognize Clooney with that, even though
well,
I think...
Clooney's won for supporting actor before.
Right, right, but not for best actor.
True, true.
So he's
far from his best performance.
Oh, absolutely. But he's got the momentum right now. I mean, if you get that vibe and that feeling,
right.
I think Clooney could walk away with it, even though it should be... The upset would be Jean.
I think Clooney would be the upset here. I mean,
you think so?
I do. I think that the
artist
has... I
always go by Golden Globes. That's what they always watch.
Yeah.
You know, the Golden Globes, he won Best Actor.
Right.
But he also won two, didn't he?
Right, because there's two awards. Right, exactly.
So that's what I'm trying to say. It's between those two.
Yeah.
And if I had to make a bet, I would think that the old-fashioned Academy is going to go with Clooney.
Although the old-fashioned Academy may go with the old-fashioned movie. The movie that's all about how great movies are.
I think that's one
of the reasons that they like The Artist so much.
You know, me and The Artist. Yeah.
Sure, obviously you're
a big
fan.
I'm ready to sweep everyone there. But I don't know. That is a tough category.
Yeah, I think I would put my money on Dujardin if I had to. But I mean, I think you're right that it certainly could go to Clooney. And I like Clooney a lot. I don't think that's a particularly exceptional performance from him.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, and overall, I think he's a great actor. I would like to see Gary Oldman win. I think Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy is fantastic. And, I mean, Gary Oldman, in general, is a great actor. But I think one of the great things about his performance in that movie is that he's so over the top in so many things. And sometimes, even more than sometimes, it's too much. I mean, he's enjoyable to watch, but he's definitely a ham in a lot of cases. But in this movie, he's so subdued.
Very reserved,
but it's really fascinating. It's not like he just turns off. He just turns all that stuff inward.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, really fascinating to watch. So I love his performance. I don't think he's got a chance in hell of winning this award, but I would love to see that happen.
Neither does Brad Pitt, which his year was Benjamin Button. If he was going to win,
I
thought that was one of his best performances.
Right.
But not for a guy who has to sit around throwing a baseball in the air.
No, he's charming in that movie, but that's all it is.
And it's a wonderful film, but it's not a memorable
performance. And I don't think he's got a chance of winning
this. Absolutely not.
So let's talk about Best Actress. We've got Glenn Close for Albert Nobbs, Viola Davis for The Help, Rooney Mara for The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, Meryl Streep for The Iron Lady, and Michelle Williams for My Week with Marilyn. Who do you like here?
Another one. Michelle Williams has been cleaning up all the awards, but Viola Davis has also been cleaning up too. So there's a neck and neck right there. Meryl Streep, absolutely not. Really?
You don't think she's got a chance? I mean, she's Meryl Streep. She could play Meryl Streep standing in the corner of a room and get an Academy Award nomination.
This is when they say the nomination is enough, and that's exactly what. Because the movie wasn't very critical.
No, I agree. I mean, I don't. I thought she was good in that movie, which is not overall a very good movie, but she was solid. But I don't think she deserves it. I just think people, I don't know, some of these Academy Award voters, as you mentioned, you know, they just sit there and they're not really in tune with what's going on, and they say, oh, look, Meryl Streep. She's always great.
We could say that about Glenn Close. She's been around for 25 years too.
Yeah, that's true.
Albert Nobbs.
Oh yeah, I agree. Mean, Albert Nobbs was not very good.
No, if I had to choose, this is a really tough one.
Yeah,
this is a tough one. I think that The Help will have the momentum.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Viola Davis.
I agree, yeah.
I really do. If not, it'll be Michelle Williams. But I think Viola should win and will win.
Yeah.
But Michelle, who's garnered so many awards, you know, so many critic groups, she could be the upset.
I would bet on Meryl Streep as
really?
The upset. As the upset. I think, no, I agree with you overall, though, that Viola Davis will win. And I like Viola Davis a lot. I don't know. I mean, The Help to me is... just not really worthy of all of these awards.
Yeah.
Like, she's a good actress, Viola Davis.
I think she
she's
won
been
Screen
good
Actors
in other
Guild
stuff,
too.
Did she? I mean, I know she's won. She's definitely won some stuff.
There's, you know, every category except Best Picture is voted on by their own colleagues.
Right,
so
right.
So the directors, you look at the Directors Guild.
Sure.
Screen Actors, so there's really
right.
kind of...
Right, it's a... No, I think
yeah.
she's
feel
going
that
to win there.
Win
yeah.
It,
yeah, no, I agree. I don't know who I'd want to see win here because, honestly, I'm with you. I didn't think Albert Nobbs was any good.
Honestly, the one performance I think stands out is Rooney Mara. I mean, that's the one I like the most.
And she's good, but I just feel like that performance is a performance of a performance that someone else already gave.
Exactly.
Last
year. It looks like the original.
Yeah.
You know, if I didn't know that was her, I could have sworn it was the original film I was watching.
Yeah.
But I thought that was the best, the most interesting performance.
It was definitely an interesting performance, and it was sort of a surprise nomination, and hopefully she'll go on to do some more really interesting
Michelle
stuff.
Michelle was Marilyn. I mean, she was,
I like Michelle Williams, but I wasn't impressed by that.
It was a TNT movie.
It was a very bland
HBO.
Movie.
Yeah.
And I felt like her performance was much more of an impersonation, an impression, than a really full-body performance, as opposed to Meryl Streep, who gave a good performance in a movie that's not any better than the Marilyn movie.
She became
Thatcher.
Yeah, exactly. But Viola... That's my money.
All right, fair enough. I am with you on that. So let's now get to Best Picture. We've got 9 nominees this year.
9?
As opposed to 10 last year. They're just keep changing it up every year. Next year we'll have 24.
Why not?
We've got The Artist, The Descendants, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, The Help, Hugo, Midnight in Paris, Moneyball, The Tree of Life, and War Horse. What do you think?
I would love to know what the average person, how many of these movies they've seen.
I know, right, we've but seen that's them. That's a constant complaint, and I don't know if that's really fair. I mean, I think what the good thing about the Academy Awards can be is if the average person hasn't seen these movies, they'll realize, oh, wait, this is a movie that maybe I should see. I should go see.
And I did that as a kid. When the nominations came out, I made a point, if they were playing in Vegas before the Oscars telecast,
right,
I would go to Red Rock Theater, which is gone now,
yes,
and I would try to see every film that I could.
Right.
And, you know, being a young kid, some of them were just, whoa. I just
don't quite understand what's going on there.
I mean, if I was, you know, 12 years old trying to watch Tree of Life, I'd be just like, you know.
There's people who are 30 years old trying to watch Tree of Life and don't know what's going on. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Out of all those films, again, The Artist. I'm going to go with The Artist. Best Picture and Best Director go hand in hand 99% of the time.
True.
I think Artist is the best film on that list. I loved Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close. I know you did not. Look at that
what's
face.
What's wrong with you?
Hugo, Moneyball, Tree of Life, War Horse. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, War Horse
I'm really confused a lot of these films.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of them just kind of fit the mold. War Horse is long. It's got Steven Spielberg directing it. It's about a war and a horse.
Yeah, get rid of War Horse. Get rid of Moneyball. You know, I just don't understand why we don't have Girl with a Dragon Tattoo on there. I mean, I like that movie fine, but
I mean, I thought like Rooney Mara's performance, it was just, it was sort of a well-made cover version of something else that was already well-made.
Warrior should be on there.
Warrior should not
Warrior
be on there.
Should be on
Warrior
there.
Should not
that
be on
was
there.
My second favorite.
I have to say, honestly, and I know you're going to disagree, it, like I said, I don't think it's necessarily one of my, it wasn't on my top 10 list of the year or anything like that, but among these movies, the one I liked the most was Moneyball. And I don't think I think that's an indication of how unenthused I am about the other movies.
Right.
Not so much about how much I love Moneyball.
I love Hugo more than I would watch Moneyball.
No, come on. Like I said, I thought Hugo bored me.
What is it about Moneyball? I don't understand.
I just thought it was a
Someone who's not a sports fan.
I'm not a sports fan either.
And I just don't understand the appeal of that movie.
I thought it was a really fascinating look into something that I didn't know anything about, and that it was crafted in a way that made this kind of statistical analysis, which is something that you would imagine would be really dry, even to people who might be sports fans, into something that you could understand the stakes of it and why these characters cared about it and how it was exciting for them.
Yet that's Best Picture of 2011?
I'm not saying – no. Like I said, I don't think it's the Best Picture of 2011.
But you just said that you're picking
out
this list.
On this list, which I think is a terrible, terrible list of a bunch of mediocre and bad movies.
Except The Artist.
Even The Artist, I think, is at best fine. I like The Artist fine. I like The Descendants fine.
The first three films on this list, on my list, on the Academy's official nominee list, Artist, Descendants, and Extremely Loud, and Hugo as a runner-up. I think those are some of the... Those are outstanding films that deserve nominations.
Now, I disagree. I think Extremely Loud is one of the worst films of 2011.
No.
But I can
see...
You're
one of those critics. I am not alone in this. Oh, no, I know. Yeah. I know. I'm alone.
Yes.
I'm alone in that movie. I really am. I rave about that film.
Yeah.
And I am the minority.
You are. I'm sorry.
But
I agree with you in that I think The Artist will be the winner. And that's fine.
Do you think that if there was an upset, what would it be?
If there was an upset, I would think it would be The Descendants.
Do you think The Descendants?
Yeah, but I think that's extremely unlikely.
I think The Help.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that would be the crowd-pleasing choice. Yeah. That would be a crowd-pleasing. Right. That would silence people's objections that nobody has heard of or seen the Academy Award winners, because that is by far the most popular movie on here. Yeah.
But, you know, The Artist has most ridiculous momentum there is.
It would be. And I think it's unlike some movies in past years where there's this huge momentum and all of a sudden something kind of comes from behind, something like The King's Speech that overtook The Social Network, where you look at and you say, well, the Academy isn't going to pick this movie that everyone else picked because it's too radical or strange or whatever. But I think, especially because it's so old-fashioned and it's so much about how great movies are. And if there's one thing that Hollywood loves, it's movies about how great Hollywood is.
About themselves.
Exactly.
No matter what decade.
Yes. So I think it's very likely.
It is. And I will be very, very happy.
I'm sure you will. As will many people. As will many people. All right. Well, thank you. My thanks, Jeffrey K. Howard, for joining me. And we'll check out the Oscars this weekend. For Las Vegas Weekly, I'm Josh Bell.
Josh Bell hates everything.
That's right, including your movie.
Josh Bell hates everything.
Except me.